This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. If you live in or plan to visit the Pacific Northwest, it's going to be wet this week. An atmospheric river is expected to drench parts of Oregon and Washington through Wednesday. Joel Jones is with Coin TV in Portland.
Staying one step ahead of the storm. That's the aim of BBOT, which says they called in 45 additional staff members to help clear nearly 350 storm drains on Saturday alone. Those crews are back out as they work to reduce the threat of street flooding. But with those forecasted floods and high winds expected to continue through Wednesday, power companies are also trying to be proactive.
Israel says it's expanding its fight against Hamas in southern Gaza, and it promises that operations will have, quote, no less strength than operations in the north. In Jerusalem, CBS's Chris Livesay says families have released hostages are recounting the trauma suffered by loved ones.
It's been 8 weeks since Hamas took some 240 hostages. Now, for the first time, many of those freed describe their torment in detail, desperate for food and air in Hamas's tunnels. We just slept and cried. Every day that passed was an eternity, recalls Daniel Aloni. Our girls have seen things that kids should not see. A horror film.
Our David Martin says the Israel-Hamas conflict keeps spilling into the region.
Missiles were fired at four commercial vessels in the Red Sea, and the American destroyer Carney shot down two drones headed in its direction. All the missiles and drones were fired from territory controlled by the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Back here, a Queens, New York community is coming to grips with a gruesome attack. Police say a man stabbed four family members to death, then stabbed two responding police officers, one in the head, the other in the neck. Police shot and killed the man who also set his home on fire with some of the victims inside. The NYPD's Jeffrey Madry.
They were not able to enter the home because there was a fire inside the living room, the foyer area. And once the fire was extinguished and we were able to get into the apartment, we found another three victims, all dead.
The Kennedy Center honors held tonight. Barry Gibb, Dionne Warwick, and Queen Latifah among the honorees. President Biden was there, too.
That's especially true for more than 200 Kennedy Center honorees over the past 46 years who have helped shape how we see ourselves, how we see each other, and how we see our world.
Longtime manager Jim Leland is headed to Cooperstown. The 78-year-old was the only one of eight nominees to get enough votes to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. He has about 1,800 managerial wins. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
$5,000.
Forbes Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. The balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Well, you can burn up my pretty, pretty heart in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. You can call
burn up my pretty, pretty hiding place. Or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes. Or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the face. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me. Go ahead and rape it, yeah, you wanna rape it. Go ahead and rape me. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me. Yeah, you know, oh, you know. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me.
Show you how to suffer. Every Maxie and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Essential Last Crack with a twist. That was Faces for Radio and their song 50 States, Wreck Me Before That. The twist is we're doing the family tree during the month of December of Last Crack. Of course, drummer Ski and bassist Todd Winger. That's your family tree connection to Last Crack from Faces for Radio, along with Jamie Poster and Todd Schwinn. Faces for Radio was a band to be reckoned with in the early 2010s. Love that band. They put on a great show, and that EP they had was super cool, too. And their performance on the John Urban show on Channel 3 back in the day was really good as well. Essential Last Crack with a twist during the month of December will feature a band from the Last Crack family tree. Who will it be next week? Got a suggestion? Email me, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. If I play your double dip, I'll set you up with a prize pack. Essential Last Crack during Max Inc. Heavy. We got a great hour of songs coming up here on Max Inc. Heavy. Zero to Hero and Queen of Dreams just around the corner. New music from Abaddon Zen and a new band out of Milwaukee that I discovered, Still Stare. And Something to Do. They have new music out. In fact, they got a new album coming out in January. Here's their brand new single that dropped yesterday. Here's Sweet Caffeination from Something to Do on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sweet caffeination, the motivation I need. I need a right now. Sweet caffeination, and vaccination will get me through this somehow. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know. Sweet caffeination, like a vacation I need.
Deeds combined. expecting you to not want me around.
Time to liberate. No words can illustrate. You don't let it show restraint. You're giving it to your strength.
Can no longer be discreet.
Too little light with too much heat.
No more avoidance and retreat.
It's time to try.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
That's Queen of Dreams and the Blank Page on Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Zeroed Hero before that. And Up to Be Turned Down. Don't forget, Max Inc. Radio replays on Sundays. Tune in at 6 o'clock to hear the full show. 6 to midnight. Live show on Saturday. Replayed on Sunday. 6 to midnight. Local music here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's do some Bad Year now. Love the Bad Year out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's Blackout. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wait in salt on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Go Play God. Weren't they in the studio? Weren't they recording at Megatone Studios for some new music? I'm patiently waiting for that. Hopefully that hits our ear holes sometime soon in 2024 with Go Play God. I'm GBK. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. Hailing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Still Stayer blurs the lines between melancholy, heartfelt, and heavy. And their new album is called All Heart. It's available for download right now up on Bandcamp. Here's their feature song, Tunnel Vision. Still Stayer on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
I'm always riding the ones I love.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
That was the brand new track from Abaddon's End. It's called Aspire on Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Abaddon's End has a show coming up next Friday at the Berman Cafe in Milwaukee with Grace Underwater. And then they'll be at the Back Bar on December 16th. That's in Janesville. Abaddon's End is making some noise in the scene. Watch out for them. Love their new music. Hey, thanks for listening to Max and Kevy tonight. Really appreciate you tuning in. Tune in again next week at 10 p.m. for the best hard rock, punk, and metal handcrafted right here in Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. And don't forget to check out the available podcast at Max Inc. Radio, too. There's a bunch of great shows available right now. Max Inc. Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. is available, Live in the Lair, and, of course, Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio is waiting for you right now at maxincradio.com. We're going to squeeze in some Fiberweed and the Takeaways before the stroke of midnight. The Majestic and FPC Live has announced their genre-specific shows to kick off the new year. The Wisconsin Metal Fest is happening Saturday, January 6th at the High Noon Saloon. This year featuring a great lineup: Droids Attack, Conniption, Soul Killer, and this band right here, The Faith Hills Have Eyes and the Juggalo Wild Wings. Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
What?
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, get myself one just like the one you have. I like your hat.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Sync Radio.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.